In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Jesus is called the rock. Not just a rock, but the rock. The very rock out of which water flowed to supply thirsting thousands as Israel traveled through the Sinai desert on their way to the land of promise. Now, obviously, Paul does not mean that Jesus is a chunk of granite or other rock. Rather, the scripture here clearly states that Christ was the source of all the provision which the Israelites enjoyed during their wilderness journey. He was the one who appeared to Moses and sent him to Pharaoh, the one who brought Israel out of Egypt in slavery, the one who spoke on Sinai's height and led the new nation through the wilderness. This is the one who appeared personally in the fullness of time, who was born of a virgin in the city of David. Jesus is Jehovah, the eternal God. He is the rock on which we can safely rest our hearts and souls and lives every hour of every day, for all of time and all of eternity. Life is full of changes, but Jesus remains the rock of ages.